Hi guys, I'm Bea.
And I'm Paul, and in this video, we are going to talk about my favorite. You can tell that I'm really, really excited because in this video, we're talking about the Menú del Día here in Valencia, Spain, or Spain in general. We're going to talk about briefly about the history. We're going to talk about what's usually included in the Menú del Día, the price, and how to order.
All this after the intro. One of the best things about traveling to Spain is enjoying the rich and diverse culinary scene. There's different areas or comunidades within Spain that have dishes that they are famous for. For example, in Valencia, that's Paella Valenciana. Or in País Vasco, they are known for their pinchos. In Madrid, there's cocido madrileño and all of that. But there's one thing that a lot of these comunidades have in common, and that is the Menú del Día.
The Menú del Día concept originated from the 1960s as a way for Spanish workers to be able to have an affordable, well-balanced meal during their lunch. And then eventually, it became a thing for everyone.
So typically, the Menú del Día is a lunch set, kind of like a prefix menu, where it has the starter, the main course, the dessert, and a drink.
Sometimes dessert or coffee. And it ranges from about 10 euros to 20 euros per set.
Yeah, depending on like the type of restaurant or like if you're going to a touristy area or if there is a holiday, then usually the price varies a little bit.
All right. And when we say lunch, do note that lunch here is about 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. So don't be surprised when you go to a restaurant and they're still closed at noon.
So what can you see in a Menú del Día? It really varies depending on the restaurant. We've seen a variety of like croquetas for the first course or gazpacho or an ensaladilla rusa. Or it could be, what have we seen?
We've seen rice
spring rolls.
Dishes.
Yeah, spring rolls.
Like, of course, you're in Valencia, so there's going to be arroz dishes. From what I've had, I had arroz meloso for a starter. And then my main course was like a grilled lomo.
Yeah.
And then fries.
Like a pork loin. Yeah.
And it was like, at the Bar Convento, it was around 9 euros or something, almost 10 euros. It's insane. And then you get a free drink. Some bars will tell you you get a free drink and that includes beer. But if you get like the more expensive beer, then you have to pay a little extra, a euro or 2 euros.
So I think the best way to talk about the Menú del Día is to actually show you what we ate. So this is Bar Convento, which we've mentioned in our previous video. We had a Menú del Día. Paul had to pay extra for his beer because it's a special kind of beer. But mine came with a drink. Our first plate was the spaghetti bolognese. I don't know why we both chose the same thing. We could have gotten something else and then shared this one.
For the record, I ordered the spaghetti first. You wanted a salad. That did not look like a salad.
And then the second one, I got the salmon a la plancha, which is the grilled salmon. And Paul got the pechuga a la plancha, which is the grilled chicken.
I just realized that eating chicken with a side of egg is a little odd.
And then for dessert, we got the crema catalan, which is kind of like a creme brulee. And then of course me, chocolate lover, so I got a chocolate cake. And for our total, it was 23 euros and 40 cents because we had to pay extra for Paul's beer because it wasn't included in the menu.
Now let's go to Saona. These are what we've ordered.
So this is one of our favorite restaurants as well. This is Saona, which has a Menú Mediodía for about 11 euros. This is always like a safe bet. I feel like our friends always find something to order. We got the gambas con huevo. And the ensalada de espinacas, which is like baby spinach. For my second plate, I got the tuna poke, and Paul got the rigatoni con longanisa. And for dessert, everybody got the banoffee because that's like everybody's favorite. And for our total, it was €27.45. This one didn't include the drinks, but the drinks were just like €2 or €3, so it wasn't too bad. Oh, we also went to Gaspar, which is a local restaurant here in Valencia.
And it's a little bit higher end when it comes, higher tier when it comes to pricing. And these are what we've ordered.
We came on a weekend and we had to make a reservation, and we only had about 1 hour and 30 for this menu del dia. I got the tuna sashimi tostada, which is really good. And then Paul had a really huge helping of the fried chicken with sriracha and honey. It could have been like the main course already, but it's just a starter. And then I got the chicken katsu curry for my segundo. And for Paul, his favorite arroz maloso de mariscos. And Lauren, our friend, got entrecot. She had to pay a little extra, but it was so good. For postre, I got the cheesecake with blue cheese, and then Paul got the torija caramelizada, which is like a French toast.
We forgot to take a photo of the receipt, but it was basically $18.95 each plus the drink, so we're looking at around €21. So when it comes to ordering menu del dia, here are the terms that you might need to know.
Usually you need to ask if they have a menu del dia available if it's not posted. So you say like, ¿tienes menú? Which means the menu del dia. Don't confuse that with carta, which is their menu of food. So menú will always refer to menu del dia, and carta will refer to their menu, which has the list of their foods.
You also have to know primer plato, which is going to be your appetizer, your first course. Segundo plato, which is going to be your main course or your second course.
And then postre, which is dessert.
And bebida, which are your beverages.
You can order vino.
Or cerveza.
Or a refresco.
Which is... Is that the soft drink?
Like Coca-Cola.
Or juice too? Oh, no, Zuma.
No, usually they call it refresco when it's a soft drink.
Now that you have a clearer idea of what Menú del Día is, here are some tips to help you have a better dining experience. If you plan to go to a popular restaurant, it's always a great idea to make a reservation beforehand to ensure availability. Lunch is very popular in Spain. In fact, it is often considered the main meal of the day and is typically a leisurely affair, and may last for several hours, particularly on weekends or holidays. So it's very important to make a reservation beforehand. If the physical menu is in English, chances are that the restaurant is a tourist trap. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Some of the best dishes we've had are from these places. But if you're looking for a more authentic, local experience, we'd advise you try the local mom-and-pop restaurants. It is unlikely that you will receive a physical menu that lists the options for the menu del dia. Instead, they are typically displayed on a chalkboard outside the restaurant. So, it is recommended that you choose your dish before entering the establishment, or do what I do. Take a photo of the chalkboard if you need more time to decide. There are different kinds of menus, and each menu has a unique feature and is offered at different times of the day, catering to various needs and preferences. The first one is Menú del Día, which is what we've been talking about. The next one, Menú Rápido, is a quick meal option that is usually offered in cafes, coffee shops, and sometimes fast food chains. It is a convenient and straightforward option for people who want to grab a quick bite while on the go. The menu is often limited to a few options, such as sandwiches, salads, and snacks. It is less elaborate than the Menú del Día, and the portions are usually smaller. The price of a Menú Rápido can vary, but it's usually lower than the Menú del Día. For example, a Menú Rápido in a fast food chain can cost around 5 to 8 euros. The Menú de Noche is the menu that is served in restaurants and bars during the evening, typically for dinner. It includes a variety of dishes such as appetizers, main courses, and desserts, as well as options for drinks. The menu may be a fixed price menu or an a la carte menu. The dishes served on the menu de noche may include traditional Spanish dishes such as paella, tapas, and seafood, as well as international cuisine. The price of a menu de noche can vary depending on the restaurant and the dishes that you choose. For example, a menu de noche in a typical Spanish restaurant can cost around 25 to 40 euros. The menu degustación is a tasting menu that is usually offered in higher-end restaurants. It allows diners to sample a selection of dishes chosen by the chef. It typically includes several courses, and the dishes are usually smaller in portion size than a regular meal. The menú degustación is a unique culinary experience that offers a range of flavors and textures. The price of a menú degustación can be significantly higher than the other menus, but it is worth it for food enthusiasts who want to try something new and exciting. For example, a menu degustación in a Michelin-starred restaurant can cost about 100 to 200 euros. Finally, in Spain, unlike some other countries, there is typically no rush to vacate your table after finishing your meal. Spanish waiters do not feel pressured to move you along quickly to make room for new diners. This allows diners to take their time and savor the flavors of the food, enjoy their company, and engage in conversation. As a result, lunchtime in Spain is often considered an extended and leisurely affair, with the sobremesa culture being an important part of the dining experience. So that's it. Hopefully, we gave you a little bit of insight when it comes to Menú del Día.
And hopefully, we enticed you to order a Menú del Día every now and then when you're here in Spain.
If you have any questions or if you want to add anything, please let us know in the comment section below. We really appreciate it when you do that.
Thanks to our patrons who bought us churros through Buy Me a Coffee and to our followers who tag us on social media for trying out our suggestions.
We'd love it if you hit like on this video and subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet. And if you want to know more about Valencia, make sure to watch this one. Adios.
Buen provecho.